this thing, he had a great nine yards. Now another look at it now. So how good was that?
It was exhilarating. You know, the crowd were amazing. And I mean, we didn't expect to get Otaki out there in the first round, but I mean, he came in really tough, and I mean, we just felt too strong for him.
Looking back, does that feel? You obviously realise it's you. Is it strange watching it back?
To a certain level, you know, because sometimes you think you have the whole of training camp, and you just prepare and thinking to yourself, man, this is going to be a tough fight, you know, so I'm just going to go in there. Every time is on your mind, and right now I just feel a little bit of relief.
Okay. But the way of boxing, isn't it? No sooner you get one fight out of the way, people are asking you, what's going on? Okay, so what's the plan now? Do you hope to fight in the UK in the near future?
Most definitely. I mean, at this minute, we're looking forward to doing a unification fight. And, you know, with Ray Vargas, that's the WBC champion, or Danny Roman. And we know that Danny Roman is signed to Eddie Hearn. For the British fans, you know, Roman is a great fighter. He likes to come forward, you know, to stand and fight. And I think it'll be one of those fights where it goes 50-50. No one knows what's going to happen. So I believe that Bob Arum can work something with Eddie Hearn, so we bring a fight in England.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope so.
Okay, now two things I want to check out here. First of all, you are connected to Ghanaian royalty. And secondly, there's a link with Joshua Buatsi, who sat exactly where you are right now before, and your cousins, right? Are both of those true?
Very true.
Okay,
very true.
Royalty?
Yeah, I come from the Togbi Badu Royal House of Anyako. That's a water part of Ghana. And my father is an heir to a throne. My grandfather, his cousin is a paramount king of the whole of the Angno state. So and my father is one of the sub-chiefs that protects the paramount king. So my father is an heir to a throne.
Wow. So should I call you Your Royal Highness? Adam, you should be kneeling right now.
And you're very close to Josh, aren't you?
Yeah. Josh's grandfather, he was the one that sitting on the throne that my father will be inheriting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he can fight. He can really fight. That win over Magdaleno was superb. And we'd love to see him in the UK. And he's listed those unification fights. So, Bob and Eddie, make it happen.
Yes. Well, it's good to have you here, Your Royal
Thank
Highness.
You.
Right. Adam, there's no royalty here with Adam.
Or Johnny.
let's talk Amir Khan, shall we? He's kickstarting this amazing run of boxing. He faces Samuel Vargas. Mm. Right. Okay, let's get your thoughts on it.
Fabulous turnout in Birmingham yesterday for the open workouts. They are thrilled, the Amir Khan supporters, to have him back, of course. The unpredictability of him, the speed, which we saw, obviously, in his last performance against Phil LaGreca. We didn't see enough of it, did we? It was all over in a flash. I think we'll see more against Samuel Vargas, who's come here to knock out Amir Khan. Will he? Probably not. He's been in with the likes of Errol Spence and Daniel Garcia, and he hasn't, you know, performed at the elite level. But he's strong, he's tough. He's got Chris Johnson, a former fighter in his corner, who we know from his days over here in the UK when he took on the likes of Harold Graham. So he's got experience behind him, and he's come to cause a big upset. Khan wants the knockout. I think he needs rounds. I think under Joe Goosen, who's a wonderful trainer, who he's now had a few months with to get used to each other's style. Goosen was in Diego Corrales, the great late Diego Corrales' corner, for many years. And I think that's a good move for Khan. And we all want to see him perform. Kell Brook will be at ringside. Will that happen? Rumours of Kell coming back down to welterweight would make that easier to make. Also, Manny Pacquiao out there as well. So we expect after Saturday night, Amir Khan to be in a super fight. But it's just great to have him.
Yeah. And then we're 2.5 weeks away from Anthony Joshua. We're spending a bit of time with him today. You spoke about the excitement of fighting in England.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, you know, we're excited to see Anthony Joshua, but as a boxer, what impact has that had on your sport, what Anthony Joshua has brought to boxing?
I believe that he's the new face of world boxing in terms of heavyweights. You know, he's such a such an inspiration to the young generation, you know. So I believe that I don't really see Povet King beating Anthony Joshua, you know, because the guy just keeps getting stronger and stronger, like every fight. So
how much of an inspiration as a young fighter is it to see what Joshua has done, both in the ring and out of the ring?
Well, you see, he's not the type of fighter where you see him as flamboyant in a way. You always see that humility, you know, with him. And when he gets in the ring, he gets the job done. You know, boxing really isn't about having to be so much hyper, you know, in the outside of the ring, but rather, you know, maintaining that sort of humility and also going in the ring and getting the job done.
Mm. Sky Sports boxing team have been in Russia. Where's Johnny at the moment? He's trying to get into.
We're both trying to get out there at the moment.
Yeah.
The visa, it's difficult getting a visa to Russia, and I think that will sort itself out. I think over the coming days, we're going to try and get to Povetkin next week for his final preparations in Russia. But we've also had cameras there for behind the ropes, and he's in great shape.
Is it important to see him with your own eyes?
Very much so. We went out to see Vladimir Klitschko a few weeks before.